Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, a couple of Matts, Matt Holt, Matthew Broussard, and the news with Christy Lee. It's all next.
Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Because I got to tell them.
Hello?
Hey, this is Nick Nolte calling.
Oh, boy. Hey, Nick. Hi, Nick.
How you guys doing this morning?
We are great.
You got a big queer talk going on there about clothes dryers and dishwashers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, Nick, my pants are soaking wet.
Yeah,
I spilled tea on them. They're drying over
it.
In the corner.
I know. Listen, I can solve your problem if you queers would listen to what I've been trying to tell you for all these years.
Queers.
You replace the damn dishwasher in there to clean the coffee cups with the clothes dryer. That way you cut out the middlemen. Who needs coffee when you get in the damn dryer in the morning? How many times do I have to tell you that? It wakes you up just instantly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get in there right now. Hold on just a second.
All right.
I got to turn, get in. Got all for you guys. Jeez. Oh, man. Oh, go.
Feel refreshed, do you, Nick?
I feel a lot better
now. You can really pop right in there, can't you? And then jump right out.
Nick, can you dry coffee cups in the dryer?
No, hell no. You don't, hey, Bob, you don't need to have coffee. You see, that's the point. You jump in the dryer. Who needs a damn coffee?
Coffee's a treat. I don't use it to wake up. I like it because it tastes good.
Well, aren't you fancy? Aren't you a fancy man? Holy.
Yes, Mr. Sir.
Yes,
fancy.
I am fancy.
Aren't you fancy?
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
That's it. This is a little thing called the Funky Labrum. In honor of the surgery that our guest had to have on his shoulder. He's Matthew Broussard, along with Matt Holt. Here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. There's Ace, there's Chick, that's Josh, I'm Tom. Christy Lee is the lady of the house.
Hi, everybody.
Do you think if we put up pictures of these two guys and said, which one's Matthew and which one's Matt, I think 90% of the audience would get it right.
I would hope.
I'm very famous, so people know
my picture.
There you go.
You know what I mean, Christy?
You mean based on name?
No. I mean, yes, I mean name.
Name and
if,
look.
If you had to match the name to the person.
I aspire
smell
to be a Matthew.
You could get it. How many different insults are you trying to pile in into one sentence?
I don't know. Am I right or not?
I don't know.
I don't
Maybe
know.
Not. No.
No, you're right.
I agree 100%.
All right.
Absolutely. I aspire
now, I'm a Joshua Matthew.
But people call you Josh.
Right. I don't think I would go by, I don't think I look like a Joshua.
Would you go by a Matt?
I wouldn't go by Joshua Matt. I like Joshua
No,
Matt.
I mean.
Joshua Matt is ridiculous. If
Matthew
it's middle
or Matt?
It's got to be Matthew, yeah.
Yeah.
No, Christy, you were never a Chris.
No.
Or a Chrissy.
No.
You're a Christy. Okay.
Right.
Let me back myself.
I was never a Charlie or a Charles, Chuck. Before
Chaz,
I was a Chaz for a minute.
I've heard people call you Charles.
That's
you were
true.
Chuck Michaels with a Z.
That's right.
With a Z?
Yeah.
M-I-K-E-L-Z.
What's wrong with
Michaels.
You? Z.
I was being creative, Matthew.
Matt.
I'm sorry. I got you mixed up again.
Thank
I'm sorry.
You.
Once again, and the distinction is Matthew has a certain elegance about him.
Oh my God.
Nice haircut.
Wait a minute.
It was funny.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
That's what we're working with right there.
You. Love him. I can tell.
Yeah.
You love Matthew.
No, there's a certain the way he carries himself.
You love him.
No.
What are you going to say
about me?
Let me word it a different way. Matthew looks like he could be in that TV show, The Bachelor. Matt looks like he'd be driving a truck.
Yeah.
To carry.
Yeah, he delivers the roses.
Matthew's roses.
Well, no, I don't know about that, Tom. What does this job pay?
He cleans the toilets where the bachelorettes live, is what you're saying, right?
But I'm around the bachelorettes.
That's
fine.
That's
I'm not being unfair. Now, could they do a show where instead of having this bachelor who's super fit, looks like he swallowed a xylophone and has all these great credits. Could they do a show with like Joe Average?
Sure, I'm in. Let's do
that,
it.
Would that
I'm single?
Fly?
Let's make this show happen.
Dad bod bachelor.
Would people watch that?
Yeah.
Well, dumbass bachelor.
Yeah, it's not the. I have more the Uncle Buck bod than the dad bod. We'll see. I mean,
could they do one like a more of a real situation? You know, you've got a guy with like three hostile ex-wives. Kids who
I think
him
they should do that. I think they should do it both ways. I think that it's unfair to women too. I think. The expectation for women to be amazingly fit.
Yeah. It's hard out there.
I think people would watch that for sure.
Now, Matthew, you've noted the fact that you have a woman in your life who is, would you say, a professional?
You're going to say a woman trapped in a pit.
That would be me. That would be a Matt question.
You hear how heartbroken Tom is? Matthew's in a relationship.
So you have some hussy.
Instead of you and I hanging out having dinner or something, Matthew, using our full name.
I'm sure you return her calls.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't think she can help your career like I can.
Matthew,
but that's fine.
You mentioned that the word girlfriend always seems weird. Is that your girlfriend is, would you say, a professional swimmer?
She used to be a pro swimmer when I met her, yeah.
I didn't know there were pro swimmers.
Yeah. She was on the national team. She was a 2-time national champion, world ranked.
Wow.
Really solid. Retired now and adjusting to life on land. But
it can be tough, I hear. Yeah.
She enjoy Aquaman? Yeah. Is that a good movie for her?
We didn't watch
She that. Still has her sea legs.
She's tall. She's strong. She's like almost 6 foot. She's very muscular. Still
I'd rather not hear about what she looks like.
She's sweet, though. She's your friend.
She's
great. She likes your comedy?
She puts up with it. Yeah. And you can tell. She's like, I don't mean to make her sound like the Hulk. She's like very feminine, like skinny waist, broad, childbearing shoulders. You know, still very. Still very good
look. Yeah.
That's weird.
Oh, that's classic.
Weird. People assume I do sports. I look kind of athletic. I'm not coordinated. This was just from using the elliptical machine, and I'm not, like, I look kind of like I do sports, but I look like I do sports that most people can't afford. Like I made varsity in rhino hunting or something. Like, I look like if you look in the mirror and said racquetball and squash are the same three times, I would appear and be like, well, technically, like, that's my vibe.
That is perfect.
Yeah, you look like you would maybe be on the crew.
Yeah. Polo. I look like Matthew is short for Matthew Shire or something. Or
he
Matthew
looks like he'd be best friends with the Winklevoss Facebook.
Yes, yeah. Lacrosse.
That's right.
Yeah, lacrosse.
Crew,
yeah.
Rugby, maybe.
Crew. Yeah, for sure.
Maybe rugby, maybe manager.
Yeah. not that those ruffians. I almost spilled my tea.
It's the Matthew and Matt show. Worst name of a comedy club you've ever played?
It's a great club. Rooster Tea Feathers is a great club. It's an amazing club. Why is it named that?
I've heard of that.
It's legendary, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a
wonderful
named,
club.
A lot of them are named after mental illness, which, you know, I always thought was kind of mean.
Hysteria or something.
Yeah.
Looney Bin. And,
That's kind of implying that
right.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be, well, I'm at Schizo's tonight. mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, I opened last week at Manic Depressive.
Oh, sure, yeah. Have you worked borderlines? And
bipolar disorder. Yeah.
I'm going to kill myself the next weekend.
I went to one in Memphis called Sir Laughs-A-Lot.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that place? Did you ever play Sir Laughs-A-Lot?
No, I did not.
It was one of those in Springfield, Missouri, too.
Yeah.
Oh, was it chain?
I don't know if they were. They have to have been related, right?
Well, you hate to get that.
Only one was officially knighted. One, the other was.
Yeah, that's right.
We had an unusual news story this morning. Chris, you might want to revisit.
Which one?
About the guy who was injecting himself with his own semen intravenously.
Right into the small of his back or
Irish
something?
Doctors report the baffling case of a 33-year-old man who injected his own semen intravenously for a year and a half. A self-developed, quote-unquote, cure intended to treat his chronic back pain, but it appeared not to have worked. After reportedly injecting semen into his arm every month for 18 months,
intravenously,
finally sought medical attention, but not for his arm. The patient instead complained of severe sudden-onset lower back pain, having lifted a heavy steel object 3 days beforehand. This time around, he had injected 3 doses of semen entering both his blood vessels and his muscles.
Oh,
he'd be arrested for that. It's against the penal code.
Oh, nice. But this guy made the assumption somehow that this would, because they said they looked through they were trying to see if this was some common, you know, street idea that you could do this and cure back pain, and they couldn't even find any evidence of it. So this guy just invented this idea.
I could see theoretically that, you know, testosterone comes from the testicles, so maybe he thought that would like be like steroids or something.
Yeah, now maybe.
I sound like it's a good idea.
No, right, but that, I
mean, that maybe that
you
maybe.
Never know that's what his logic was.
That's a better explanation than we could come up with, because I was trying to think.
But technically, isn't the semen already in his body?
Yeah.
Wouldn't he think, well, I mean, it's already
all
in there?
Protein,
I mean, I know it's just hanging in the.
Right. And, it's,
and, for,
it's,
and for back pain.
Not in the bloodstream.
And it wasn't like he was injecting himself at the site of the pain.
Okay, he wasn't. It was right in the arm.
As long as it was his own semen.
Apparently.
Well, then it would just be weird.
Then that would cross lines.
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of. Well, no need to go there. Because if you were doing what would it be a topical treatment.
Right.
If you were rubbing it on.
Oh,
the
geez.
Back.
I'd that never seemed to help.
I'd have the healthiest belly button you've ever seen.
Never seemed to help at all.
Thank you. That was called a slow pitch.
Yeah.
I was hoping you did it out of the park. Yeah. But it'd be a bitch if you had canker sores. Might give you some questions about your
own. So did this guy say you're going to feel a small prick before he did the injection?
I'd like to think he joked with himself.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Like that.
Yeah. Well, I assume he has a sense of humor.
How did he get it in the syringe?
Yeah, did he just deliver it?
He has to focus.
So many logistical details. I'm
you
like,
have
whoa.
To go in a, I cup, assume I in a assume, cup, yeah. And then you just take the syringe and.
Oh, it's so viscous.
We don't know what this guy's diet is.
Do you, no. you just,
that had to hurt.
Would he have to water it down?
You'd have to cut it with something, I would think, right? Yeah,
either that or it's just like a gamma globulin shot or whatever.
You ever had to have those?
All right.
I have had a gamma globulin.
I don't know what that is. I thought that was a sorority.
The gamma goblins?
Yeah, they're the worst.
Ask any woman out there who's had to, you know, have to have fertility treatment. Some of those shots are just unbelievable. Yeah. They're thick. Mm. That progesterone shot.
But like, fertility, ironically, they don't use.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
You're right.
No.
Yeah.
Be a little bit different.
Yeah.
So, but it was for his back. That's what kills me.
Yeah.
That's the oddest part of it. They do call him the comeback kid.
All right, that one I like.
The worst money shot of all time. Let's just go back to Christy Lee.
The first so-called facial workout studio is opened in Los Angeles.
Oh,
it's called
right?
Skin Camp. Clients can undergo facial fitness treatments ranging from 15 minutes to an hour using Skin Gym's tools, such as the solar-powered microcurrent facial lifting roller. Clients can expect roller massages, exfoliation, enzyme cleansing, a detoxifying masks, gel masks, LED therapy, oxygen blasts, and even a 24-karat gold facial. Sounds like
what's
in your dermatologist's office, but treatments range in price from $40 to $80. That's interesting.
Yeah, I would
than
that's
I thought.
Very low.
So wait a minute, you'd go to the dermatologist for a gold facial? What's that going to do?
I don't know, Tom.
Gold
Run
facial.
He's the man.
The man with the gold.
Skin Gym founder and CEO Karina Solzer says, going back to my Ukrainian roots and Eastern European mindset,
yes.
It's all about being as natural as possible.
That's why they use the microcurrent electroshock.
Like the old Ukrainian.
Well, they used to, from the old days.
Like you just set up a lightning rod and put your face in it.
Okay. You put these jumper cables on your cheekbones.
Well, they use solar-powered microcurrent facial lifting rollers.
Oh, totally natural.
Yes.
What's the name of the place again?
It's called Skin Gym.
I'll bet there are a lot of perverts lined up the first day
they
opened.
Oh, I'm sure.
Hey, Skin Gym.
Why would you come up with a better name than that? That's a terrible name.
Well, Skin Camp is also what they were calling, which is it's like where Leatherface went as a kid.
And facial workout does sound like some kind of porno that takes place at a gym.
Yes, it does.
Put down the barbell. It's time for the money shot, Lloyd.
Hey, I'll spot you.
Lloyd.
Oh, okay.
With us in the studio, we have Matt Holt and Matthew Brossard. And you mentioned your girlfriend was a swimmer.
Yes.
So she probably had to go through all of the drug testing
all
the time.
She would, when we first started dating.
So she had to be careful what she would inject, any kind of like Sudafed or anything could get her thrown off.
She was careful. She didn't have to worry about that, but it was weird. It was when we started dating. If we ever like went somewhere, she'd have to text someone because they could show up at any point at any time to randomly drug test her. So she had to let people know where she was at a given point.
And, oh. And I'd be like, pee in this. Yeah, no, that's true. But here's my question. Wow. I will word this very delicately, so I would appreciate no one go after the low-hanging fruit.
Okay.
Boobs. Sorry.
Let's just say that you were taking some kind of some kind of drug for some legitimate reason. Because, for example, you just had your arm operated on, major surgery.
Are you going to ask him this?
I'm going to be delicate. I can handle this in an adult manner.
Bet you can't.
I bet I can.
All right.
Let's just say there might be some kind of fluid exchange, be it oral or in...
Or around back.
No. Jesus, I didn't... you know something? I withdraw the question.
I withdraw.
To answer your question, I don't know how that would work. I don't know
if there could be some transference. Yeah.
Wasn't there a case a couple years ago?
If he's on some steroid?
I think the person claimed that. But I don't know that it was actually proven.
But if Matthew was on a steroid to help his shoulder,
right.
and
she was
I think
drug tested.
I think it would show up.
I mean, had they had a heavy make-out session?
Or that would be heavy.
Or some kind of...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As long as it's not being injected.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, I'm not going to go that. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
That would seem to be a legitimate issue. I mean, were they warned?
As long as they don't swab her chest. But I think we all know.
That goes without saying.
See, what did I say? I said, no low-hanging fruit. All of a sudden, he's got chest swabbing. And I'm the jerk. Okay, I'm so sorry. We have Christy Lee at the news desk with more. What have you got?
From the world of science.
Science!
Thank you. Hermit crabs have unusually large penises. Don't know if they have five, but they have a large one.
I thought I was eating the legs.
Man, that crab's good, though. I know. You
think they leave the house.
Hermit crabs.
The hermit crabs.
You're not
the
eating
hermit crabs are incredibly. You can't get to them. They're always at home.
Yeah,
right?
Well, they keep moving around. You never know where they live.
So why do hermit crabs have large
Well,
male
the long
members?
Penis allows the male crab to have sex without leaving the shell.
All right.
Reducing the risk that his shell will be stolen.
So you send your penis out to have sex, you stay at home? So
sounds like a good Saturday night.
I think that's a great idea.
So let me get this straight. There are other hermit crabs that are stalking other hermit crabs to steal their homes?
Oh, sure.
It's like trying to get an apartment in Silicon Valley.
Right. Yeah. Every now and again, you'll see a hermit crab that found like a can.
Yeah.
And it's using that. It's so weird.
That was after the hermit housing crisis.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, I shouldn't joke about it. Yeah.
The hermit crab real estate agent. That's where the real money is.
Yeah, I guess so.
That is really interesting.
They don't want to leave their shell because it reduces the risk that it'll be stolen while they're engaged in intercourse.
But, you know, that explains it because this summer I was at a place on the beach and at night you'd go down there and there were hermit crabs all over the place.
Oh.
So I picked one up.
Yeah.
And I was not aware that they had such huge male members. I picked one up and held it to my ear.
Uh-oh.
And I heard the soundtrack to a Ron Jeremy film.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. You got lucky, I think. The worst thing's going to happen to your ear.
Good to know. What a weird thing.
That is a weird thing.
It's like having sex through your mail slot.
We don't have those, Tom.
Surely somebody's done that.
I meant the one you get your postal mail slot.
Right. Somebody's done that, right?
It's really taking the romance
really
out of
oddly shaped glory hole.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that's thinking of the poor woman hermit crab who doesn't get the eye-to-eye contact and the...
Oh, boy. Yes, you are.
Yeah. And no flowers? Is
none of us
want?
Even considered that.
Really?
Come on.
Maybe a box of candy?
Instead, just a you up.
Yeah. Wouldn't
you love to be able to have sex with a broad and not have to let her in?
I'd like to come over, but I can't leave my house.
Would you just wait outside the
back,
door?
Right. Just back it up against the mail slot.
Uh-huh.
How about that? However, if she did. Oh,
what are you complaining about? You got a coat?
You guys are so sensitive.
Can you imagine?
Meet Wally, a 4.5-foot-long emotional support alligator.
Okay. Oh, good. Can't wait for this to be sitting next to me on a plane.
He likes making new friends, Josh. Wally belongs to Joey Henney, host of Joey Henney's Outdoors, a hunting fishing show that ran from 1989 until 2000 on ESPN Outdoors, Fox, and other outlets.
Never, no one saw it.
Okay. And he recently took Wally on a leash to the Glatfelter Community Center at the village at...
Where it mauled 17 senior citizens.
Look at this. There's a picture of this thing.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.